The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
The UK is heading to the polls today and negative results have been predicted for the Labour Party. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer's political future hangs in the balance. And here to discuss what Britain could look like over the coming days is James Lyons, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer. Good evening to you, James. Labour under significant pressure in these local elections, is that fair to say?
Good evening. Well, look, it's often said that elections are all about the expectations game. And if that's true, then the Labour Party have smashed it out of the park because expectations are so low going into these polls. You know, we are looking at the Labour Party taking an absolute shellacking across England. We're looking at another victory for the SNP in Scotland, which seemed, you know, nigh on impossible just, you know, a year or so ago. And in Wales, the party's going to lose its electoral dominance for the first time in a century. So, yeah, they look tricky.
Labour under pressure from even outside of the Wales and Scottish situations. And of course, I wonder what that might do for calls for independence in Wales, notwithstanding the calls already there for independence in Scotland. But under pressure from the right and the left, obviously reform chewing away at working class votes. But the Greens have also taken a lot from Labour in the run up to this election. Is that true?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the big, you know, the big national story will be reform gains, not just from Labour, but from other parties, notably the Conservatives as well. But I think lots of people in the Labour Party will be fixated on how well the Green Party does, particularly if it does as well as is expected in London. Labour is a very London-centric party. As many as half of Labour Party members are in the capital. And many Labour MPs started their political career in London. So they are very, very finely attuned to what happens there. But more than that, I think, you know, obsessing about the kind of threat from the Greens, it allows Labour to stay in its comfort zone and not confront some of those hard choices that might be needed to take the fight to reform.
Yeah. People are saying that London may end up looking a bit like a donut, that the Greens may take the centre of London and that reform will be in a ring on the sort of around the edges of London. Do you think that's what we're likely to see happen?
I mean, that's the traditional London setup. There is a donut where right wing parties do better, you know, on the outskirts, and left wing parties do better in the middle. Look, I don't think Labour are facing a kind of wipeout there, but the Greens have got a chance in some key Labour strongholds, Lewisham, Waltham Forest, for example, maybe even Hackney. It starts at the end of my street. Labour will still be running the show in many parts of the capital. But I think Green gains will deal a particularly kind of psychological blow to the Labour Party.
A lot of people who were expelled from Labour, or indeed who left Labour for a variety of reasons over the past while, have gone to the Greens. Isn't that true? And that there is a rump of old kind of hard left Labour now within the Green Party.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't call them the Labour hard left. They were the hard left entrists who came into the Labour Party under Jeremy Corbyn, and have now found a new host in the form of the Green Party. And of course, you've seen the former leader, Caroline Lucas, in recent days distancing herself from some of the things that the newer leader Zach Polanski has been saying. Clearly, he's not been without controversy in the run-in to the polls.
No.
We've seen his remarks about, you know, the way the police handled the attacker in gold as green, suggesting, you know, they were guilty of excessive force in taking a knife from the guy who'd already stabbed, you know, at least two people. I mean, personally, I think the natural reaction of most people in that situation would be to slap the policeman on the back and offer to buy them a pint rather than criticize them. And we have to wait and see if that's sort of taken the shine off of.
But does that play to the green choir, to the green gallery? I mean, within the green voters, did that play out all right?
Well, we'll find out. I mean, that is, of course, the fear is that, you know, this will, you know, they are not aiming at the moment to be a kind of national party. And so therefore the Greens can kind of afford to appeal to this kind of strata of voters.
James, in your view, was there anything Labour could have done differently that might have helped them going into these local elections? You know, as you say, the expectation is that they're going to do very, very badly. But did they go wrong anywhere, or is this a culmination of lots of different things?
I'm tempted to say they could fire up the DeLorean and go back in time and not appoint Peter Mandelson as the ambassador to the US, because clearly that scandal has, you know, sucked up oxygen, bandwidth, media attention in the run-up to these polls. Actually, I think if you look back to last May's elections, a lot of the government's woes stem from then. I came into government in the autumn after they'd had a tricky start. And what we did was we took the party's very sprawling 10-year missions that they campaigned on in opposition and turned them into a program for government. The government stabilized, the polls steadied. And going into those elections a year ago, the mantra was, you know, keep calm and hold our nerve. But that isn't what happened. When Reform won the Runcorn by-election, there was a panicked response to that. There was a badly executed U-turn on winter fuel payment cuts. And what that did was it egged on MPs who are already winding themselves up to rebel over welfare. And sure enough, they then took a wrecking ball to welfare reforms, which you know has led to the kind of collapse in authority for the Prime Minister and the government.
Yeah, the Prime Minister is not having a good time. That's absolutely sure. Will turnout make any difference, do you think, today?
Turnout is never as high in these elections or in local elections as they are in, you know, in general elections. But, you know, I think we'll see a fair number going to the polls, particularly obviously in Wales and Scotland, where they're not just local elections. They are electing the Cardiff and Edinburgh parliaments. And, you know, we are very, very likely to end up in the next day or so with a Welsh nationalist government in Cardiff, a Scottish nationalist government in Holyrood, and of course Sinn Féin in Belfast.
And I suppose these are obviously the local elections, but people do not appear to be voting particularly on local issues, it would seem. That sweeping nationalism in those parts of the UK that you've mentioned, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, is that going to put the union under actual genuine pressure?
Well, I think the Welsh nationalists, Plaid in particular, have been kind of, you know, backpedaling, you know, a talk of Welsh independence, in part because I think they just know that the country, that isn't where Wales currently is. But of course, you're going to see them, you know, John Swinney, the SNP's John Swinney, the first minister up in Scotland, has already been talking about how he wants to work with, you know, a Plaid administration in Wales. And this could cause, you know, a real headache for the Westminster government.
Look, thank you very much for joining us. That is James Lyons there, former Director of Strategic Communications for Keir Starmer.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. This is News Talk.